In most election seasons, there's plenty of political jousting over health care. But in state houses across the country, Democrats and Republicans have been quietly working together on one issue, medical debt. Noam Levy with our partner KFF Health News looks at the GOP support.
Paul Renner is Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives. He's a pretty conservative Republican. Under his leadership, the state has curbed abortion rights and expanded the death penalty. Renner has also championed new protections from medical debt.
Regardless of their party, regardless of their background, any significant medical procedure can place people into bankruptcy. This is a real issue.
A medical debt bill in Florida sailed through with support from Democrats and Republicans. More than 20 states have enacted some kind of medical debt measure in recent years. New laws to curb hospital billing, expand aid for low-income patients, and rein in debt collectors. Democrats led on most. But many proposals had GOP support. Steve Neville is a Republican state senator in New Mexico.
And in my case, it was just a pragmatic thing.
Neville was part of a bipartisan majority that restricted hospital collections against low-income patients.
There was not much advantage to spending a lot of time trying to do collections on indigent patients. You know, if they don't have the money, they don't have the money.
Government intervention isn't typically something that Republicans go for. But pollster Michael Perry says conservative voters he surveyed seem more open to protections from medical debt.
I think they feel it's so stacked against them that they, as patients, don't really have a voice. The partisan divides we normally see just aren't there.
Everyone knows someone with medical debt these days. It burdens some 100 million people. Perry says something else is going on, too. Hospitals may have once been community institutions, he says, but there's growing public mistrust of big corporate health systems.
Hospitals aren't what they used to be. And that is making it clear that profit and greed are driving lots of the decision-making.
Legislators haven't collaborated everywhere. Medical debt measures in Minnesota and Colorado got almost no GOP support. But in Illinois and Rhode Island, legislation barring medical bills from credit reports passed with virtually no opposition. The California legislature unanimously agreed to require hospitals to provide more financial aid. And heavily Republican Oklahoma recently put limits on medical collections. Dale Falwell, a conservative Republican in North Carolina, says all politicians should care about what medical debt is doing to people. He's the state treasurer.
It's like an onion. The more you peel it, the more you cry. And it doesn't matter as a conservative if I'm saying these things or if Bernie Sanders is saying these things.
Polls suggest Americans agree. While most issues split voters along partisan lines, not so with medical debt. More than 80% of both Republicans and Democrats back limits on medical debt collections and stronger rules requiring hospitals to help patients with bills. In Washington, D.C., I'm Noam Levy.